of Pittsburgh's Center for Research on Health and Sexual Orientation.
Welcome. Thank you.
Just a quick note, will be a secondary data analysis. Now, okay. There is a literature that looked at the impact of stigma and discrimination on various health outcomes in terms of substance use, mental health, violence, and HIV. And so I'm looking to build upon that literature by adding a discussion, an examination of social support. Now, coming from my background in sociology, coming from that background, there is a literature that looked at how stressors could impact health and how social support could interact with that relationship. So I'm trying to build upon that literature, adding it to what we know on stigma and discrimination. Now, in terms of social relationships, we know that it has some positive effects on unhealthy behaviors that have been generally found to reduce substance use and have a positive impact on mental health. And for the most part, looking at this study, my goal here is to look at how social support could interact with this idea of stress, in this case, minority stress, and its impact on HIV attitudes and behavior. Now, just a quick note in terms of what do I mean by minority stress. Minority stress is seen as being distinct from the idea of a general stressors. That is, minority stress is stress that individuals who within a society who feel targeted. Now, in this case, it's going to be gay and bisexual men that feel targeted in the society, that some of these stressors are chronic, that they're pretty much based in society, as opposed to more everyday kind of stressors. Now, in terms of my study, again, the goal here is to look at how social support could interact with the relationship between experience of discrimination and with HIV attitudes and behavior. And that also that looking at the difference between basically measures of harassment and violence that are more attributed to one's gay identity versus experiences of harassment and violence that are more general in nature. Now, in terms of the data set I'm using, or I use for this, is the Urban Men's Study data set. It was a data set that was collected back in the mid to late 90s from San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago. Now, while this is an older data set, the social factors that I think that won't pick gay and bisexual men, I think, are still consistent today. That is, you know, many men still experience much discrimination and stigma. And in terms of the study, primarily the study consists of 2,662 men, most of which are white, with some college, but on the average 30 years of age. And about 10% approximately 10% of the sample reported being HIV positive. So about 441 self-reported HIV positive men. Now, just going to quickly go through some of these variables. Now, this is my social support measure for the most part. It's only two questions, which is limitation, which I'll talk about later. But it asked about, have you experienced any warm and trusting relationship with others? And maintaining close relations has been difficult for you. So that it scored so that the higher score indicates higher social support, lower score is less social support. I have two measures of community embeddedness, basically gay community participation, and whether or not they're out to a social network. I'm not going to really talk about these because the results show that these really had very little impact on my variables of interest. And here were my measures of homophobic harassment and violence. That is, the study asked a number of questions about, have they experienced any number of these problems, such as were they a victim of crime, were they robbed, were they assaulted, were they verbally assaulted in the past year? And most importantly, did they attribute these experiences as being based on their identity, gay or bisexual identity? And for the most part, participants could answer they experienced none, but they experienced as high as nine events. In the same way, the general harassment and violence measure captures those same kinds of events, but those are not attributed to one's identity. So they're labeled as general harassment and violence. Now, the age of the attitude they'll be targeting, a lot of these measures were asked for either HIV negative or HIV positive men separately. Resignation to seroconversion, that is the idea that these men were resigned to the fact that they will become positive at some date. So that a higher score indicates more resignation and a lower score less resignation. And then attached to this is the idea of HIV positive alienation. That is the feeling of alienation attached to being HIV positive. And this was, again, asked about HIV positive men alone. And I have only one HIV risk behavior measure. That is the number of men that they reported having receptive anal intercourse without a condom with ejaculation in the past year. And this is my only behavioral measure. Now, in terms of my finding, in terms of the to resignation seroconversion, in terms of demographics, older people and being white was associated with less resignation. But importantly, greater social support was associated with less resignation, whereas being single and greater community participation was associated with more. And also, greater experiences of homophobic harassment and violence was associated with more resignation. So we're seeing here in terms of the attitude among HIV negative men only, that is, those who experience more of these homophobic harassment and violent events are reporting a more resignation, but those reporting higher social support were reporting less. Now, I did look at potential moderating effects between homophobic harassment and resignation, but social support did not have a moderating effect on this relationship. I should note that in other literature, especially in terms of the mental health literature, social support was shown to moderate the effect of the stress upon mental health measures, but again, the moderating effect in this study was not found to be significant. In terms of HIV positive alienation, again, being single was associated with greater alienation among HIV positive men. And that social support and being out to one's network was associated with less alienation. And again, more homophobic harassment and violence was associated with more alienation. So again, in this measure of attitude among HIV positive men, social support was able to reduce one's sense of alienation, but greater experiences of harassment, of homophobic harassment and violence was associated with more alienation. Again, look for a moderating influence with social support, but did not find one. And so far we're seeing a consistent pattern in terms of social support having a positive effect upon people's attitudes and homophobic harassment and violence having a greater impact on the attitude. And for the most part, the idea of general harassment and violence was not found to be associated with any of these attitudes. Now, looking at the behavioral measure in terms of the number of men they have receptive anal intercourse without a condom with, for the most part, in this sample, being HIV positive was associated with reporting more receptive anal sex with more men. Being single was also reported with having fewer men. And so the issue here is in terms of whether or not one's having a partner could be an impact, but for the most part. But importantly, greater support was associated with having receptive anal sex with fewer men. But in this analysis, the harassment and violent measures, neither of them were associated with the behavior measure. Now, when I looked at them more closely in terms of the HIV negative men alone, we see a couple of changes. Now, in this study, in this the equation, I should say, I added the resignation to zero conversion variable into the measure, which when I did that, the measure for social support disappeared. So that in the earlier measure where I looked at receiving an intercourse with just social support was associated with lower amounts of fewer men. But when you add, when I added the resignation zero conversion variable into the equation, the significance of support disappeared, and that resignation to zero conversion was more significant in terms of the equation. So that greater amount of attitude toward resignation to zero conversion was associated with more receptive anal sex with more men. But in terms of the HIV positive men, there were really a lot of the variables fell out. The only thing that was found to be associated was greater education. So in terms of what I've been looking at, the idea of social support or homophobic harassment and violence really wasn't a factor with just the HIV positive men in terms of the behavioral measure. Now, in conclusion, I did find some relationships with social support and the attitude questions for the most part, and to the extent to the behavioral measure, and that homophobic harassment and violence was significant with the attitude questions. Chiefly, resignation towards sexual conversion among the HIV-positive men, actually this should be negative, my mistake, should be HIV-negative men was associated with risk behaviors. Now, before I go further in terms of what this means, this is the number of limitations of the study. Again, this is a cross-sectional data set that is looking at one point in time. So the idea of whether one is associated with one causes another, I really can't make those statements. So really looking at associations. Much of the data makes up of primarily white, gay, identified men, which I will make generalizations to any other population of men, chiefly any men of color, very problematic. The measures of support and abuse were very limited. The measures of harassment and violence were actually at the extreme end of people's experiences, whereas you could, when you're looking at stressors, you could look at more minor everyday hassles that people experience versus, again, the more extreme experience of violence, experience of verbal assault, and so forth. But again, looking at these extreme measures, finding some relationships with attitudes. And again, the studies were done collected in many large cities with a significant male population, which again limits its generalizability in terms of smaller communities. But we're looking at the aspect of social support and being a significant factor in terms of how it relates with experiences of discrimination and stigma, and could be a protective factor among many gay men in terms of HIV risk factors. That is, people being able to turn to people for support, and this is where the future analysis needs to look at, because when you look talking about social support, 3 minutes, perfect. When you're talking about social support, we're looking at many different aspects. You could look at the emotional aspects. You look at the instrumental, the tangible aspects. That is, can you get physical things or tangible things from the people as opposed to emotional support? There are many aspects of social support that we can look at in terms of this relationship, as well as looking at more detailed examinations of the types of stigma and discrimination people experience within the model. And so really this is just doing the beginning of this kind of analysis of utilizing the minority stress model to look at HIV risk behaviors and attitudes. And I think I'll just stop here. Thank you.